Hello, friends. Welcome to the Career Guru Podcast. I am your host, Steve Yanofsky. What a glorious day it is to start your path in a new career. Doors are opening here at the Boston Career Institute even as we speak. And I'm here holding the key for you. So tune in, stay sharp, and enjoy yourself. This is going to be great. Hashtag, let's career up. Hello, friends, thrill seekers, job seekers, career gurus, aspiring career gurus. Welcome back to our newest installment of the Career Guru Podcast. I am thrilled to be here with you today, with my voice being heard all across the fruited plain. Let's get down to business of doing business. And what's our business? Our business is careers. How do we get to a career? Well, aside from getting your education and training, you also have to go for an interview. Now, I know we talked about interviewing before, and we discussed some of the most commonly asked questions, like, tell me a little bit about yourself. What would your former bosses say about you? What would you say about your former employer? How did you ever handle a stressful situation? These are all standard questions that people ask during the interview. But lately, the interviewers have started asking questions what seems to be out of the left field. The questions that don't seem to make any sense at all. And these are the questions that I want to discuss today. So let's refresh our minds a little bit about what it is that interview is all about. Interview is a psychological profile evaluation of a potential new hire. They want to see if you're not strange, or if you are strange, whether your pattern of strangeness is going to fit nicely into the jigsaw puzzle, which is the current work environment. So that's why they want to ask you these questions, see how you're going to react. Are you prepared for the interview? But some questions they ask, which are designed to throw you off balance a little bit, to see how you're going to react to a strange situation that occurs within a normal flow of things. I mean, here you are answering these questions to which you are prepared, for which you're prepared, you know, salary-related question, and all of a sudden, they come out and ask you, hey, if you were going to be a crayon, what color would you be? Now, what do you say to that? How do we deal with that? How do we deal with questions like that? Well, first, let's refresh our mind a little bit and talk about the rules for interviewing. Rules for interviewing, at least as far as this career guru is concerned, revolve around three P's. Be positive, that's positive for P, or P for positive. Be professional, P for professional. And nothing personal, P for personal, but nothing in front of it. Triple P. So, once again, polite, positive, professional, and nothing personal. If you keep this in mind, it's going to reduce some of the crazy things that may creep into your mind when you're trying to answer these strange questions. Now, ask yourself this question. Why is the interviewer asking you this question? Why do they want to have answers to unusual questions? Could be for several reasons. They want to check your critical and analytical thinking skills. In many cases, they're not expecting an exact or correct answer. They just want to see where you are. They want to peer into your headspace to see what and who you are. Now, this is good news. This is good news during the interview if they're asking you this question. A strange question means that these folks are really interested in you. In general, people who probe you with various questions are people who are generally interested. A lot of people walk away from interviews when they were made to feel somewhat uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable in the sense that they ask you a personal question like, how many kids do you have? Or are you married? They're not allowed to ask you these questions. If they ask you these questions, that's not right. That's not the right feeling of discomfort. But if they keep asking you questions which are probative, they keep wanting to find out more and more about you, that means that they're very interested. So people who don't ask questions, people who yes you to death, people who smile a lot during the interview, usually things are not going right for you, or not necessarily so. Just because they don't want to hire you doesn't mean that you're not a good fit someplace else, all right? You know, it's a two-way street. Let's talk about some of these crazy questions that they want to ask you. One of the ones that I find out there the most is this. What animal best represents you as a person? Very unique question. What animal, one animal, best represents you as a person? Now, don't just jump in and start answering this question. Oh, I'm a lion. I'm a tiger. I'm a pterodactyl. You know, one of those things. Take a moment to think this through. Don't jump in. It's okay. Give yourself extra space and say, wow, that's an amazing question that you're asking. I have never thought of myself as an animal. So while you're speaking all these things, while you're saying this, you're giving yourself a little bit of room and saying, well, what kind of an animal am I? What kind of an animal am I? Why are they asking me this question? Well, it's an interesting thing. So animal kingdom represents many different aspects of human behavior. Different animals do different things. Some are pack animals. Some are hunters. Some are sheep. They're followers. The question is, what kind of an animal is this organization looking for? That's really the question. You can be any kind of animal you want. The question is, what kind of an animal are they looking for? Now, let me steer you in the direction that I believe is important. Today's work environment is looking for team players. Everything is about a team. It's about a community. So which animal may best represent a community? In my view, an animal, and by the way, it doesn't have to be a forest-dwelling animal or an African animal. It can be a sea-dwelling animal, which is, where do we want to go? I like dolphins. Dolphin is an excellent animal. It's an animal. Dolphins are team players, but they can work independently as well. They're out helping people, not just necessarily other dolphins. They're out there independently or as a team, and they help others. So that depends on the organization. If you're going to be a team member, you have to be a team animal. Now, let's pause here for a second. If you're not that, if you're not a team player, and you're not applying for a team position, if your position requires an individual approach, then you have to find an animal that best describes this particular approach. Okay, a loner, or a leader. So if somebody is looking to hire you within a department, they may not be looking for a leader. They may be looking for more of a pack animal, someone who works well in the group, but yet with enough strength of character to persevere in various situations. So it's you that has to make that decision. It's good to plant this question in your mind to see which way things are going to go for you. They have other questions. What else could they possibly ask you? How about this one? Here's an out of the left field question. If you were on a desert island and could only bring three things or people there, what or who would you bring? Interesting. What are they trying to find out about you with this question? Are you creative? Can you set priorities? What are your priorities? You're in a desert island, meaning what is a desert island in the mind of a question asking you this question? Why? It's your new position. You're in the new place. You don't know who your friends are, who the savages are. You don't know where the animals are. What are you going to do? How are you going to function in that place? You see, everything has an interesting reasoning behind it. So what do these people want to know? Priorities. What's important to you? Which priorities are going to be important to you when you come to a new place? What are you going to do? What are you going to accomplish? So remember, think of the question. It's not just about things. It's also about people. So who would you bring? In today's day and age, what could we possibly bring? What's important to us? Resources. Is it a generator? Is it your cell phone? Is it your cell phone by itself without a generator? Not much good to you, but you're in a desert island. What are you going to do with a cell phone? So there's all sorts of things you could possibly talk about. A trusty pocket knife is all I need because I'm so creative. I can build a shelter with that. I need a generator with fuel, my laptop. That way I can be productive. What are you going to do in a desert island? At the very least, I could sit there and type up my book about my travels on this desert island. Could you bring a friend? Could you bring a group? What would you do? What could you do? Think about this. And again, it's an allegorical comparison to your new position. What's going to be important for you in that desert island of a new place that you just landed? So everything is an interesting question. Here's another question. What would you do if you won the lottery? What would you do if you won the lottery? Now, what do these people want to know? If all of a sudden you got all this money, people say, oh, see you later. I'm off. I would travel the world. But is this what they want to hear? What they want to hear is if your personal circumstances change, is this job important to you? Is this career important to you? Would you up and quit? Doesn't have to be just money. It's about circumstances that change for you. What would you do with that job? What would you do with that career? Now, of course, just coming out and saying that, no, nothing would change for me. Of course, something would change for you. The question is what? So think about it. And once again, build that distance between the questioner and you. Give your mind a little time to think about this. And be honest. Be honest. It's okay to be honest. People appreciate honesty. What could you say to a question like this? I just won $1 million. I just won lottery. Of course, $1 million is just not enough money, but it's a good start. I found that answering a question like that with a joke oftentimes is an interesting way to deal with a situation. Like, for example, here's a good joke about a man who won $1 million. He was being interviewed. He just won the lottery. Press shows up at his home and says, what are you going to do with your winnings? And the guy says, I'm going to pay off some bills. And the guy says, well, what about the rest? He says, the rest will wait. Da-dum-ts. Okay? Well, it's an interesting joke, but, you know, not everybody understands jokes. Take it easy with the humor. I just wanted to share this joke with you because I happen to like it. A good answer is that I would definitely use some of that money to travel, support my family, and invest in my professional growth. Nice answer. Invest in my professional growth. Isn't that nice? That's the stuff they want to hear about you. And then, towards the end of your interview, they may ask you another question, which is an interesting question. Here's what they want to know. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate me as the interviewer. Remember, the 3 P's of interviewing, always. Now, you don't necessarily have to get out there and plant a big kiss on them and tell them, hey, you're the greatest thing since sliced cheese. You don't have to go there. You can always talk about your experience with that particular interviewer. My experience from this interview has been great so far, and your questions were really challenging but inspiring. Or you can say, I really like that you asked me about my skills and personality. You can say all sorts of things here. You can always say, I would come back to you again anytime you call. Just throw that in there. Okay? It's very nice. Now, let's discuss some of the other questions that they may ask you during the interview. Here is a short but sweet list of questions that they may ask, which are totally out of left field. Like, for example, I was asked this question once. What color crayon would you be and why? Interesting question. What do they really want to know? Not sure what to tell you about that one, but I can tell you what I asked, what I answered to that question. I said, I don't care about the color as long as I'm sharp. That was my answer to this question. I don't care about the color. I just care that I'm sharp. It's one way of answering this question. Of course, there is really no right or wrong answer to this question. You can just tell them, I want to be blue. It's my favorite color. The color of the sky, because it's beautiful. I don't know. Makes no difference as long as it's straightforward and honest. Here's another good one. What superpower would you like to receive? I mean, this question is an interesting question that's become more and more popular. What superpower would you like to receive? Interesting question. Now, this question is very probative. They want to know what you want to know. Another opportunity for you to say something positive about yourself. What superpower? You see, anything is a superpower today. Getting up in the morning is a superpower. People just don't think about it in these terms. I would stay away from things like being able to fly. I would stay away from things like having super strength. No, something about keen understanding of human nature or ability to communicate well so people understand me and I understand them. That would be an interesting superpower. Stay away from cliches, but being able to understand and to comprehend, that would be an interesting way to answer this question. Here is a question that I also received once during an interview, and I'll share with you the answer that I gave. Here was the question: how many basketballs can you fit on a bus? My answer: depends on the bus and where it's going. That was my answer to this question. I just want you to think about the questions that you may be asked, in addition to the standard cadre of questions that are infested in the human resources departments. They may ask you questions: what do you think about clowns or garden gnomes? You know, those little creatures with little pointy hats and pointy shoes, those things that people put out, the little figurines in the yard. Some people really, really, really are afraid of those things. Some people cross the street when they walk and they see clowns. I never thought it was real, but I guess it's a real thing. What do you think of garden gnomes? Is there a right answer for that? By the way, gnomes is spelled G-N-O-M-E-S. They're those mystical creatures, like elves. I think they're in the same realm. That's an interesting question. They also want to know a little bit of who you are and about your personality. You can certainly be honest. I would stay away from issues like phobias and don't start shrieking wildly when you answer these questions. You can always say, well, it's people's personal decision as to what they want to put in their garden. Gnomes are not necessarily my thing. I would put a pink flamingo in there. So again, no right or wrong questions unless it takes you down this rabbit hole where you go into a tailspin of personal issues with clowns and gnomes. Okay, stay away from these things that conjure up emotions. Be free of them as you answer these questions during an interview. Here's another good one. I heard about that one. I never got this one, but I heard about this one. Someone gives you an elephant, which you can't give away or sell. What would you do with it? Interesting question. They want to see how resourceful you are. They want to see how resourceful. Now, what would you do with an elephant? How about I would open up rides for kids? Something like that. Again, no right or wrong question, except if you were to say that I would chop up the elephant into steaks and sell them. I don't think that's appropriate. But something like giving rides to kids in my backyard would fly just fine. Interesting question. Test your resourcefulness. Last question I want to talk about today before we sign off until our next exciting get-together will be this one. What would you do if a coworker approached you and started complaining about your manager's body odor? It doesn't have to be manager. It can be a coworker. What would you do if a coworker approached you and started complaining about your manager's body odor? It is a negative question. As we learned when we talked about regular questions, we stay away from negative conversation. All in all, the best way to handle negative questions is to make them positive and to stay away from this water cooler conversation about someone else. Always stay away from these discussions and do not get into personal assaults on other people. Besides, we don't know what the motivation is of the person who's talking to you. My general statement and sentiment is to convey to the person who is interviewing is that to express completely and totally honestly that you would not engage a person in this conversation. Stay away from negative questions. You can always say, hey, I never noticed. Something of the sort, but do not fall into the trap of being sucked into discussing negative attributes from one person to another. We stay away from water cooler conversations. And of course, as I had told you before, they will ask you usually at the end of the view, at the end of the interview, the question that we already talked about. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate me as an interviewer. It's also a good idea to ask him, how would you rate yourself as an interviewer? I certainly enjoyed our time together and would come and interview with you again. On a scale of 1 to 10, I can give you a 9 because there's always room to improve. And I'm sure as a professional in this field, you will take the time to improve. And on that note, we'll end this segment of the Career Guru Podcast until the next time we get together and talk about all things related to career. I am your career guru, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Hashtag Let's Career Up. Well, friends and aspiring career gurus, this was fun. Thank you for tuning in. I feel enlightened, I feel empowered, and I'm feeling grateful that we spent time together with you. For more information about Boston Career Institute, please visit our website at bostoncareer.org. Boston Career Institute has 3 campuses located in Brookline, Massachusetts, Malden, Massachusetts, and Lowell, Massachusetts. Call our toll-free number at 888-383-6058. For questions, comments, or information about their podcast, email the Career Guru at thecareerguru@bostoncareer.org, just like it sounds. The Career Guru Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Podbay FM, or whatever you stream your podcasts. Produced by PodPro Entertainment, The Career Guru lives within a network of podcasts located at podproentertainment.com. Hashtag the new radio. Looking forward to seeing you all soon. All the best to you. My name is Steve Yanofsky. I am The Career Guru. May God bless you. And hashtag Let's Career Up.